Now, I reckon it's time to talk kitchen science. I've been waiting for this for a little while because you've filled the studio, Dave, with various kitchen accoutrements. There's a broom up the wall, mop on the floor. What are you up to?
This is a lovely little experiment, which actually, as I do some name dropping, this was showed to me by Johnny Ball, who's one of my childhood
My hero too.
Heroes. Yeah. Okay, so for this, you just need something smooth, kind of stick-shaped dish. Doesn't matter where the weight is in it. That's how I'll get one for you, Diana.
Going to do with that thing? Someone's written on the running order that I'm going to be the victim. So, okay. I'm holding
so
a broom.
This is very, very simple. Basically, I want you to stick your two fingers out, hold it up just on two fingers, kind of quite a long way apart on the broom.
Okay, right.
And now what I'm going to ask you to do is shut your eyes and very slowly move your fingers together. What do you think is going to happen?
It's just going to fall off my fingers, isn't it?
Okay, so gently move them together.
Oh, I can't move the other one closer because, that's
interesting.
I didn't
realize you were going to make her do it with her eyes shut.
keep going.
So, okay, I'm moving both my fingers together, but only one of them is moving. And
keep going.
It's so going to fall. No.
Oh wow.
Okay.
It didn't.
Not quite.
So yeah, I've done the same thing with the mop. So as you move your fingers together, for some reason it's not falling over, it's not tipping over, even when they get very, very close together. And what's going on is that as there's a certain amount of weight on each of your two fingers, and if one finger is close to the centre of mass than the other, then it's going to get more weight on it, so there's going to be more friction. So as you push your fingers together, it's going to slip on the other finger. So the other finger gets close to the centre of mass, and it keeps on going until there's more weight on that finger than the other finger. And so it's sort of, you get this sort of negative feedback effect. So if it goes wrong, then it slips on the other side. And you can slowly move them all the way to the centre, and you can find exactly where the balance point in the centre of mass is. And it works beautifully.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I experienced. And the finger that wouldn't move, there was just too much force acting down on it and sort of creating that friction. So it just wouldn't go anywhere.
Indeed.